on fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Good God, it's smoky in here. Must be a lot of fire out there. Jesus. Wow. Just finished up with some Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, from 1963 off the Columbia label. It's been redone by a lot of people. Eric Burdon and the Animals, Alan Jackson. I'm trying to remember. I've heard other versions. Most recently by Katrina Parker in 2019. But we started things out by The Move with Fire Brigade from 1968. Move is a band that actually didn't really make it over in the United States during the British invasion. And from what I understand, Fire Brigade's song influenced Firehouse from the self-titled debut album by Kiss. So who knew? They had an influence on somebody. Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis from 1957, a Sun release. And then we had some Hang Fire with the Rolling Stones from Tattoo You. And I actually remember buying Tattoo You back in 1982. And some Jimi Hendrix with the Jimi Hendrix Experience with Fire, which he wrote back in 1967, but wasn't released for a few years. Song used to play all the time live, from what I understand. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers did a version of that in 1983. So there's some songs about fire. I didn't play Crazy World of Arthur Brown because I believe I played him a few weeks ago, and I wanted to play something that I hadn't played in a while. Although I may have played Jimi Hendrix. I don't know. We're all in a fog. What can I tell you? Good thing it's not The Mist. Ooh, that'd be really scary. I've lost my mind again, so let's just get back to the music. You listen to Chris on WMFO Memphis 91.5. And what are we on the World Wide Web? Come on, say it. WMFO.org.
Hi, this is Mimi Devaney of Wild Kisses, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and worldwide online.
Feel so fine in my baby's arms. what I mean. I know you've heard that the woman
got to feel like
soon take advantage of you.
Got to feel like,
let me tell you,
feel like
my friend,
got to feel like
I just ain't
feel like
worth it to
got to feel
so
like
you oughta
feel like
the lady.
Got to feel like
feel the like best you can do.
Got to feel like
you gotta treat her like a lady. I mean, oh, you got to love her,
love her,
tease her,
tease her,
but most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her,
hold her,
and warn her,
warn her,
and make her feel you'll always need her,
need
you know a woman,
woman
is sentimental,
woman,
and so easy
woman,
to upset her,
woman,
so make her feel,
feel
that she's real, yeah,
feel,
and she'll give you happiness.
Can I make honey, gonna head it up. Go add it up.
The Atlantics with Lonely Hearts from 1980, local band. I was going through YouTube the other day and stumbled across a video of theirs I'd never seen. It was sort of like a live performance on a TV show from Channel 68, I think, back in 80 or 81. So I said, I think I'll put that on the show this week. We started things off with some Wild Kisses, Feel So Fine, and thank you to Mimi, who was able to get me a station ID this week. Much appreciated. You can find Wild Kisses' digital album on Bandcamp. Just go to wildkisses.bandcamp.com and you can get the whole album for $12, and I recommend it. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose with Treat Her Like a Lady from 1971, made it to number 3 in the Billboard charts. Some interesting lyrics in that song, kind of, when I was listening to it, started making me think of Mungo Jerry, I think Summertime There, Have a Drink, Have a Drive. That's in Mungo Jerry song. Just interesting lyrics back then, and I think I'll be playing some Mungo Jerry in the next couple weeks when we do transition over into summer. Carol Pacey and the Honey Shakers with Add It Up, the clean version, originally done by Violent Femmes. You can get that off of Big Stir Records. It's the fourth wave of singles CD. And again, it's Carol Pacey and the Honey Shakers with Add It Up. You can also go to the CarolPaceyandTheHoneyShakers.com website. Raylene and the Blue Angels from 1966 with their version of Shaken All Over from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That was off, the Kooka label back in 1966. And like I said, we finished up with some Atlantics with Lonely Hearts. You're listening to Chris. This is WMFO Medford 91.5, the pre-recorded version of Strike the Box. You can check out the Strike the Box page and group over in Facebook. Leave some comments. But for now, let's get back to the music.
night.
Right.
We're gonna have a TV party, alright!
Tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
TV Party from Black Flag. That's off the Repo Man soundtrack, which is a little different from, I believe, the one that is off their Black Flag EP from 1982. Started things off with some Muck and the Myers with Double White Line. Originally done in 2014, you can now find it off of Rumbar Records and their album Quarantine Age Kicks. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Kim Fowley actually helped produce Double White Lines with Muck and the Myers. But again, go to Rumbar Records and you can find that. I think you can find it as a digital single as well as on a digital album, the Quarantine Age Kicks LP. Dave Clark 5 with Any Way You Want It, originally released in 1964. From the album Coast to Coast, I also believe it's on their album that I had when I was a little kid. Actually, it was my sister's album, but Dave Clark 5's Greatest Hits, which is in my top 10 of best albums of all times. You can, I've been posting that these last few days. I believe I'm up to number 6. We started with the Beatles' Help, American Graffiti. I got some Devo in there, Monty Python, another Monty Python record, The Who, Meaty, Big, and Bouncy. They're on my Facebook page. Ramones with I'm Against It, off the Road to Ruins LP from 1978. The Light with Back Up. It's a garage single. It's a garage single from A&M Records from 1967. Back Up was the A-side. Music Box was the B-side. And as I said, we finished up with some Black Flag with TV Party. I almost said Fear, but no, Black Flag. I think I played Fear last week. We're coming up to almost the last set here, so I'm just going to get back into some music. Next week, I'm going to try and do a one-hour show on WMFO. We'll see what happens. You know, as I say, it's been incredibly busy with work and stuff, and time's tight. But I enjoy putting these out there because people enjoy them, and makes me feel a little happy, and hopefully it makes you feel happy. So let's all be happy together. Huh, that gives me an idea. We'll see. I'm Chris. Strike the Box. WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Anywhere that you care, anywhere that you need me, I'll be there. I would give the stars above for your love, for your the moon if it were mine to give. I'd give the stars and the sun for I live. To thrill you with delight, I'd give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me.
That music means I gotta get on out of here. We just finished up with The Clash with their version of Armageddon Time, 1979 single that they released. That was the B-side. The A-side was London Calling. Armageddon Time, originally done back in 77 by Willie Williams. We started things off with Stars by Request, Any Way That You Want It, from 1978. The Monkees with Daily Nightly from 1967, with one of the first uses of the Moog synthesizer. And this week was the birthday of Robert Moog, who developed the Moog synthesizer. So some rock and roll history for you. Barrons Whitfield and the Savages, Mama Get the Hammer, Get the Hammer, live version. Heard that the other day, and I figured I gotta play that because it's pretty intense. And the Yardbirds, For Your Love, the song that drove Eric Clapton out of the Yardbirds. That's it for me, everybody. I got to get moving out of here. Hopefully you've enjoyed this week's show. I'm hoping to have maybe a one-hour show next week. We'll see how it goes. Stay safe out there. Keep your social distance going. Keep that mask on. It helps. Come on. Do our part. We're doing good in Massachusetts, and we want to keep it well in Massachusetts here. Everybody, be safe out there. Okay? It's getting hot. And tempers are a little bit hot, but let's just keep it cool, man. Keep it cool. I'm Chris. This is WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM. You're listening to Strike the Box. Take care, everybody, and have a good week.